All right, everyone, we're back with Den and Igus. Yeah, this is supposed to be the Halloween Horror Month, but I think we're on a positive part of Den and Igus. Even though it's still a horror because the ship is full of alien rapists, and they're controlled by Cersei, who has the power to make people kill themselves. So, still horror here. Right, she can still stand. You should take a shower. Oh, excuse me. You should take a shower. Minori nods as Mitsumi casually helps her to her feet. She stands up and disappears into the shower. She takes a hot shower, washing off the cum and sweat clinging to her body. Warmth seems to fill her back up from her toes to the top of her head. She's not livestock. She's still human. This is the last bit of dignity Minori clings to after 11 months of being scorned as a dirty whore. Minori awakens to the sound of her stomach grumbling. Sleeping in a safe bed for so long has relieved her of her fatigue, but hunger still torments her. She sits up and tries to stretch, but her hands hit the ceiling. It hurts a little. Right, I'm close to the ceiling here. She's on top of a 3-bunk bed. This was the spot Ayusha always occupied in their room. Minori once bumped her hands just like this after her first night sleeping here. This makes the 4th time she's done it. It seems like she just can't get used to this. Next to her pillow are a folded uniform and underwear. Minori puts on just the bra and uniform and gets off the bed. She isn't going around without any panties because she wants to seduce Mitsumi or anything. It's just the fabric would rub against her overly sensitive clit. Even without that, the two have made love countless times since reuniting. The memories fill Minori with sweet emotions. After all, Mitsumi's been getting better and better at it. Remembering those intimate moments makes Minori blush a little. This isn't good. She can't be thinking about things like that as soon as she wakes up. It seems Mitsumi woke up before she did. Right now he's working on something at a small terminal.
Ohio.
Good morning. Morning, did you sleep well? Yeah, thanks for letting me sleep here. Mitsumi rises from his seat and stretches a little. Apparently, he's already working for a long time. He then goes to the ration box set in the wall and takes out 2 meals. Bread, spaghetti, soup, and vegetable juice. A standard meal, but recently even these have been getting hard to come by. The two sit down together and start eating. Did you figure anything out, Mitsumi? Mitsumi brought a cutting-edge terminal with him. Though it was more accurate to say it was waiting for him from the very start. Apparently it was brought onto the base with the materials meant to repair the men's residential block after the 2109 August offensive. It had been smuggled here away from prying eyes inside of a toilet. The base's computer system is an outdated model from 8 years ago, since its sheer size has made replacing or upgrading it impractical. As a result, most cutting-edge information terminals can easily hack through its protections. Well, you and me are pretty much the only humans left on the cathedral, Minori. I guess you could say that. The men are all, like that, and all the girls just let them do it, but to be exact, the men are all programmed machines and the women are in a situation where they can't resist them. I know the men are terrible, but isn't calling the machines a bit much? Well, I'll explain what I mean by that. I basically have a grasp of the situation at this point. Mitsumi opens his terminal, creating a 3-dimensional holographic schematic of the cathedral over the table that floats at Minori's eye level. The schematic is dotted with blue and red blips of light. Wow, you could only see what was going on around this room in the deployment port before, and it's really clear too. The red dots are the women and the blue ones are the men. When the red ones turn dull, it means they've gone unconscious, but look at the blue dots carefully. The blue dots swim around red ones and scatter once the red ones fade. Once the red dots come back to life, they're swarmed by blue dots yet again. You can follow every single person in this base, huh? The space is full of security cameras and the identification system works in tandem with them. Tracking individual people is easy. I see. That means Minori was one of those red dots. He must have seen her getting raped. He saw as she got plowed from every side, howling like an animal while drowning in carnal desire. Don't worry. All the footage is processed by the software, and it only shows your location. So it doesn't record what you're doing. I wasn't looking. Right. It still recorded where Minori was raped, though. The system makes sense. He can guide her to safety because he knows where the men are at all times. Well, it's a little hard to tell like this. So I'll just filter it down to one person worth of data. We'll skip to a point where they're standing still and take a look from above. The cathedral schematic rotates and tilts up towards Minori and zooms in on one blue dot that wanders the base. You see, he always takes a left at every corridor, or rather, he's following the left-hand wall. His movements really don't seem human. Does he ever leave the residential block? Depending on the time of day, he changes the area he patrols, but it's still a set pattern. It's like an enemy NPC from an old game. You find it hard to believe? Minori shakes her head. Now that he mentions it, the men have been acting strangely since late November. They've stopped shouting and cussing out the women. Even Callahan, who used to relentlessly abuse Minori, now just mindlessly fucks her. Did it start on the last week of November? Probably, but I could only gather partial data back then, so I can't say for sure. But less and less men have been behaving irregularly, and more of them have been moving in clear patterns. At this point, everyone's acting like this. After looking at the blue dots for a while, she utters in a shocked voice. Whoever programmed these people must have really thought that doing this was bothersome. I mean, they all move in such simple patterns. They probably didn't want to waste too much time on the men. They just see them as a necessary tool to manage the cathedral's women. Minori cracks a smile at his grave words. You make it sound like someone actively programmed them. That's because someone did. Or rather, they are. So you're saying they were brainwashed? In just half a month since the end of November? That makes no sense. No, they started it a long time ago. Like back when the cathedral was first founded. What do you mean? Well, what if all the humiliation you suffered through this whole time was part of a program meant to brainwash you? You probably don't want to remember it, but try to think back to the beginning. As soon as you were assigned to this base, you were raped by the CC. But that was to give you the special warfare troopers' power, so let's give them the benefit of the doubt and assume they had no choice. Each time you went to battle, they inspected you. They gave you those sex toys they call special enhancement gear, then sat idly by as you were all raped. They treat you women like that despite the fact that you're the cathedral's main fighting force. They kept oppressing you to the point where some girls lost their powers altogether. It doesn't make sense. Minori wants to argue against his words, but soon realizes she can't find a reason to refute them. It's true that all the things she's describing now made her suffer at the time. But as time went on, she got used to the humiliation. Being shamed, despised, getting raped, servicing others, being reduced into a sex slave. She just accepted all these things. As absurd as it is, all the women brought to this base used to be special warfare troopers were subjected to this treatment. It was done in stages, little by little, to minimize the number of girls who broke and died. But that can't be. I mean, they had reasons, even if they were cruel reasons, and the rest was just people like Callahan abusing their authority. She won't admit it. She can't admit it. She doesn't want to admit it. It's been 10 years since this base was established. That's more than enough time for things to improve. Well, I mean, the military is a big organization, so reforming it can't be easy. But the more she tries to refute his words, the more a cold, rational part of her mind starts asking why she's going to such lengths to defend this place. Look at the way men act as a whole. From what I've discerned, the men abused the women in stages too. Maybe they were simply manipulated into oppressing the women. That can't be! What if all those acts were meant to strip the special warfare troopers of their dignity to physically weaken them, so they'd eventually accept the men of their own will? Minori wants to refute his words, but she can't. As a matter of fact, all the women in the base are in that state, and the men aren't acting normal either. She suddenly realizes something. Matsumi is sitting right in front of her, and indeed all the people from Earth who are involved with the cathedral all have at least some inkling of what's been going on in this base. They knew, and yet they stood by doing nothing. If you're gonna say that, why didn't you investigate things sooner? You knew what was happening here. Minori falls silent, eventually looking uncomfortable. Matsumi falls silent. Oh, no, I think that's right. Minori falls silent, eventually looking uncomfortable, he says. I knew, to an extent, but I didn't think the situation was so deliberately engineered. You knew to an extent? You supported this. The higher-ups from Earth were actively helping them oppress us. The men that came from Earth raped Minori, robbing her of her hopes and beliefs. They even temporarily made her lose her powers altogether. If you investigated this place sooner, things might have gotten better. Maybe Yusha and Nana wouldn't have had to die. Matsumi hangs his head and whispers. The cathedral is an important market presence. It's a goose that lays golden eggs. And on top of it, it actively defends mankind. Trying to interfere with this place's operation would get you killed. Oh, I see. But now that you can get another goose that'll lay golden eggs for you, you're willing to go the extra mile. What the hell, Matsumi? Minori knows the real reason Matsumi came to this base. The CC's forces have diminished, which means people from Earth can now investigate the base with minimal danger. If you were to inform the central government of the results of investigation, these criminal acts could be used as pretense for the UEF to seize control of the cathedral. Matsumi didn't come all the way here for something as insipid as wanting to save Minori. All he's done so far is falsify a bit of data, given her a safe place to hide, and give her a few lectures. Saving her is just an afterthought for him. Maybe even his killing of Satoru Kasai had some kind of hidden meaning to it. He merely disposed of a fool whose death he could easily cover up, and in doing so got his hands on a woman in Satoru's place. That girl would help him pass the time until the UEF arrives. True, she knowingly let him lie to her, but the fact that he's stringing her along with more and more lies still hurts. She knew this would only end with her dreams being ruthlessly trampled, so why did she insist on dreaming just the same? No, that's not it at all. Yes, we did neglect to do anything about this base, but Matsumi is suddenly rendered speechless. Minori takes off her uniform and strips naked right in front of him. I'm powerless, and the cathedral's gonna become yours soon. So if the cathedral's gonna become a better place next year, I won't resist. Do whatever you want, but... She's on the verge of tears, but manages to keep herself from crying. I'll never have a normal life anymore. My body's like this now, and you're telling me to just thank you and be your obedient little pet? I'm just a dirty swine in a pigsty, a sow. If you want to fuck me, drop your act. I'll just get out of here so you can rape me like an animal. Minori bolts out of there, out of Matsumi's room without looking back. She hears him call her name as she leaves, but he doesn't chase after her. She should have known it was all over a long time ago. After turning a few corners, she suddenly feels someone grab her arm. Moments later, she's forced to the floor. A group of men now stares down at Minori, their erections visibly raging above her body. The horde of males closes in on her. With this, she'll completely shed her humanity. These programmed men will rape her and then turn her into part of this giant machine of flesh, a part of the cathedral. The swarm of men is raping a woman, a perfectly ordinary, run-of-the-mill event here on the cathedral. This particular woman seems to eat and rest better than most women, or so her skin seems to have a healthier sheen to it. Of course, the men are absolutely indifferent about that. At best, the tightness of her pussy might make them come a few seconds earlier. The woman seems to look indirectly into the security cameras and smile eagerly for some reason. The men don't acknowledge that, though. They don't care. After a few hours of rape, her skin will lose its sheen, and she'll just be another slut, indistinguishable from the other women. Her eyes will turn into the empty, lifeless gaze of a living machine. This specimen was relatively healthy, so I thought there might be something special to her. But in the end, she's just another woman. Maybe I got the wrong impression. The slut definitely hears someone say that, but she has no idea what those words mean, nor who they're directed to. But I doubt she can fly in this state. The glorious Special Warfare Trooper Corps have all been wiped out, save for Lizette. Thank you for all your efforts so far. The next day, an announcement is made that the Special Warfare Corps will be disbanded. This is only done in writing on the cathedral itself. The news doesn't leave the base. No one back in Earth's solar system knows that the Special Warfare Trooper Corps have been wiped out. With this, the Special Warfare Trooper Corps, the glorious shield of mankind, has been destroyed. Minori wakes up, finding herself in the deployment port. The patrol and the debris removal missions have been canceled, rendering the port into a large and meaningless open space. She doesn't know why she's here. Maybe she was raped here for hours, or maybe someone carried her here. She's a terrible mess. Her hair and pubes are sticky with semen, and her face feels stiff from the layers of dried liquid smeared across it. Her vagina and asshole are overflowing with juices. There isn't a single part of her that doesn't reek of the stench of men. None of the men mind that, though. She's completely exhausted. The light in her eyes is on the verge of flickering out, but maybe thanks to the proteins and hormones the men have ejaculated into her, her dirty skin remains smooth and supple. There's some minimal comfort in the days she spends being raped. The only solace a slave like her has is the fact that she can't sink any lower than this. And besides, this is punishment. She let herself get saved by a man who sided with the hell that is a cathedral, idly wasting her days in the safety of his embrace. But now Minori can't even bring herself to remember that anymore. The floor under her feet is slimy with cum, making her slip again and again as she wobbles to her feet, her hand braced against the wall. The men will attack her when she starts moving again after all. But much to her surprise, she doesn't see any men around. There's a few other girls lying around the deployment port just as filthy with cum as she is. Apparently the cathedral still maintains the women's health on some minimal level. Every day, Dr. Bakashi and the two male officers patrol the base using simple tools to take their measurements. Before she was raped earlier, the doctor uses tools to measure the size of Minori's eyes, mouth, clitoris, urethra, genitals, and rectum. At least she thinks she remembers something like that. Her sense of time is vague. Food and water are provided in similar fashion. Food has been placed all around the cathedral. It's up to the livestock to feed on their own. Some can see fodder in the deployment port's corner, too. Some expired military rations. Minori can't resist her growling stomach. She crawls over, opens a box of rations, and pours the contents into her mouth. She pays no heed to her filthy hands and face. She's livestock, after all. Once she's done eating, she tosses away the empty ration box. It's soon picked up by one of the cleaning robots working around the cathedral. Those robots also clean up the excrement that the women leave behind. Very few of them actually bother to find a toilet before relieving themselves, instead doing it wherever they happen to be standing. Having eaten her fodder, Minori feels the call of nature. She squats in place to do her business. This should be easy enough for a woman, as easy as it is for a man, and yet for some reason she just can't do it. She's too tormented by shame and fear. Before she even realizes it, she's covered her crotch and breasts, even though she's just livestock with a body that deserves no attention. Giving up on relieving herself, Minori lies down on her back. Men should show up and rape her at some point if she stays like this. The lighting of the deployment port feels oddly bright. I'm no good. After all this, I'm still human. Sometimes when her consciousness was muddled during sex, she pissed herself uncontrollably. But now when she's still conscious, she can't make herself do it. If only she could be more like the other girls already. Right, Mitsumi told her about this. The routes the men patrol seem to change based on the time of day. This hour is probably when they changed their patrol routes, so the men are all temporarily gone. Thinking about that makes her think of Mitsumi. When she's fucked into unconscious, she doesn't have to think about him. But when she's lucid like this, she starts thinking of things she's better off ignoring. I can't believe you became livestock for this base, Minori. That's so lame. Yeah, it is, but I can't fight anymore. And maybe back then I should have given up and told you to your face that Satoru was lying. Would you have wanted that, Nana? You know, Minori, you've got this bad habit of overthinking things. You take stuff too seriously. People like that are the first to crack. I'm worried about you. I'm sorry, Yusha. I don't break, even when I want to. I guess I just don't take things as seriously as you thought. Minori, here I am, just like you asked me. But why is she remembering him and he's naked too? How obscene can she be? Unlike the other men, his naked form isn't monstrous. He'd probably be killed instantly if someone finds him. Why would someone from that family of snakes expose himself to such danger? The illusory Mitsumi grabs Minori's legs and spreads them open. After wiping the cum from her dripping slit, he leans over her. Having Mitsumi see her private sully by the seat of other men fills Minori with shame. Yet even so, he thrusts into her all the same. A sweet voice escapes her lips. It's been so long since she last had his cock. It's so good, even though she knows he's an illusion, and that he'd never touch a filthy woman like her. If that's what you want, I'll become just like the other men. But despite his words, he's still different from them. He isn't forceful, and he looks for the spots that pleasure her. He isn't intense, but she still feels like she's melting. Don't be gentle. It's different from when she's being raped. Her cum-drenched vagina squeezes with unusual desire as she feels her belly throb. I'll always be there for you. Really? The feel of his cock really does feel like Mitsumi's. It isn't big or as gnarly as those of the other men, but it fits her perfectly. She can't help but move her waist in lustful and decent motions. No, this isn't what I want. He's cold and calculating, and he doesn't really care about me. He's a horrible man, but I still want him to take me back to Earth. Maybe I finally cracked. This looks and feels like the real Mitsumi. I guess at this point it doesn't matter who fucks me. It just feels like Mitsumi. But I can't go back home to Earth anymore. I came here on a one-way ticket, all so I could be with you again. The creases and folds of her vagina cling to the shape of his penis. It really is his cock. It really feels like him, like the only cock she wants. I fall for his lies so easily. He always says exactly what I want to hear. It's not fair, Mitsumi. It's just not fair. This has to be an illusion. One of the other men is raping her, and she's just deluding herself into thinking it's Mitsumi. At this point, she's fine with just anyone. Sorry. Minori, I can't be like the other men. I can't just rape you forcefully like the other men. His voice is labored but kind. His breathing is rough, and he smells of sweat. She hears wet, obscene sounds coming from their entwined genitals. Her whole body is awash with pleasure. With each stirring thrust, hot milk seeps from her breasts. So good. I'm so happy, Mitsumi. You're so good. I'm even if you fool me, even if you toy with my feelings, it's so good. She's so stupid, so small and foolish, but she can at least speak her heart to an illusion. If this final bit of emotion were to disappear, she really would become just a mindless animal. As he thrusts into her depths, he seals her lips with his own. Minori passionately returns his kiss. His tongue invades her lips, coiling around her own as saliva flows into her mouth. She says, "Stay with me." Even as he struggles for air, he continues kissing her, pumping his cock into her vagina in between kisses. Their hips dance as an embarrassing warmth fills Minori's body. They finally pull away from each other, their gazes remaining locked as if their eyes are calling out to each other. I want you, Minori. Nothing else matters. Even if that's a lie, she's fine with it. Let him lie to her as many times as he wants to. Me too. I feel the same way. I just want you, Mitsumi. His thrusts pick up in speed. Minori rubs her thighs against him to meet his movements. Their wet pubes rub against each other. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Minori, I'm going to... Come with me, I'm coming too. I'm coming! As she feels something warm rush into her, Minori's body twitches violently in orgasm. The man breathes heavily as he leans over her. They can feel their hearts beating against each other. Drifting away in the midst of pleasant exhaustion and the lingering afterglow of her orgasm, Minori has a vacant thought cross her mind. The feel of his body, the softness of his skin, the scent of his sweat and cum, the cock she's gotten so used to. It's the real Mitsumi. What is she going to do now? He really became one of the men and came for her. Her body and heart rejoice, but this... Isn't this dangerous? Is that really you, Mitsumi? If you go outside, won't they catch you? I hacked the camera footage and I took the same routes the programmed men do to come here. He'll be in trouble if he's spotted. But because this time of day is when the patrol patterns change, him moving around the base would definitely stick out from how the other men act. Right now, Mitsumi doesn't have his cutting-edge terminal with him. The fake footage he uploaded is the only thing protecting him. If anyone notices him, it's likely he'll be disposed of one way or another. No! You have to go back to your room. I'm just a sow. Forget about me. Don't! He hugs her tightly. She can clearly feel his heartbeat racing against her chest. If you're like this, there's no point in going back anyway. The mere thought of him becoming a living machine that simply moves according to its programming is unbearable for Minori. It's not fair. Fine, I'll go back to your room. So please! He probably knows that doing this would get her to say this. It's a little frustrating, but she's fine with that now. Just wait a second. Minori slowly draws his cock out of Minori. Feeling him pull out leaves Minori feeling a little wistful. She follows him with her gaze as he approaches the corner. Once he peeks around it, he gives her a glance, signaling her with his eyes. He then walks off, falling the left-hand wall. Oh, I'm like Nana. I'm just like her. I feel so stupid. Even if she decides to go back to his room, she can't go there right away. The cathedral is swarming with men that will rape any woman they run into. Minori passes through the deployment port spoke, but before she gets to the safe area of the residential block, she's raped again and again. She's raped into exhaustion to the point of passing out. When she wakes up, she crawls closer to her destination, only to be raped once more. In the past, Minori would have dreaded showing herself to Mitsumi like this, but the fact that he sought her even after she was raped nonstop has made that fear fade. When she reaches his room, Mitsumi greets her with a kiss, making that fear disappear altogether. December 15th. 4 days have passed since then. The two spent those 4 days naked. Minori left the room once to be inspected by Dr. Bakashi, but aside from that, along with breaks for eating, sleeping, and using the bathroom, she and Mitsumi had sex non-stop. Even when they were eating, they continued to touch each other. They fed each other mouth-to-mouth, flirting on the while. At any given moment, they were all free. They were all over each other. They were together even in the shower while washing each other off, but of course they keep getting dirty with sweat, love juices, and cum, forcing them to take another shower immediately afterward. Minori is filled with a sense of foreboding. She knows she doesn't have much time left in more ways than one. It's not that kind of game. Mitsumi's penis, she's already sucked, licked, and swallowed, has come countless times. She loves this thing. She licks it thoroughly from its root all the way up to the gland, sucking on its urethra. It's smaller and thinner than the cocks of the cathedral's beasts, and it's not as deformed, but that's perfectly fine. She's accepted him with all of her heart. She knows that all his sensitive spots, and diligently works to satisfy him. Mitsumi holds on for dear life, trying to keep his body from shaking. You don't have to hold it in. I'll lick you. Oh. You don't have to hold it in. I'll look you up for as long as it takes to clean you up. Minori's body shakes and twitches as his tongue licks her clit, labia, and even her asshole. She can feel her privates gushing with love juices. You can't hold it in, can you, Minori? But that's fine. I'll bathe in your juices. I'll lick them up, swallow them up, and never get tired of them. As he says this, he pokes her twitching vagina with his tongue. A wet, embarrassing sound fills the room. If it's you, Minori, I'll even lick your butthole. My God, brah. He then rains kisses on her anus. Don't. I'm too sensitive. He presses his lips against her asshole and sucks. That caress to her oversensitive opening might make her come all by itself. But since it's Mitsumi, she doesn't resist and accepts him subconsciously, which only makes her all the more susceptible to the pleasure. Coming! Her sweaty skin is covered in a charming sheen as milk squirts from her bouncing breasts. Soon enough, she's overcome with exhaustion. She says, I wanted to enjoy this a little longer. You can't blame me. You're just too cute. He gently kisses her clitoris. Stop it. You've improved awfully quick. But don't let it get to your head. A normal girl won't come that easily. Right after saying that, she impishly starts sucking on his penis again. She loves every inch of his body. She's happy that in the very end she could reunite with him, and enter this relationship. But she knows the truth. He discerned the situation as soon as she showed up at deployment port. He was never truly in any danger. He could probably go back to Earth whenever he wants, get married to his fiancée, and live an easy life as part of that family of snakes. He'll forget about her in no time. But even so, he braves some amount of danger for her, who's just a woman stripped of her pride, her dignity, and even her humanity. That's good enough for her. This month's ship already came, so there won't be any ships coming to the base until they bring in the new officers next year. So I'm probably going to die here. The word die makes Minori let go of his dick. Stop scaring me like that. You mean the scheduled ships, right? But I remember how you said the UEF would deploy an emergency fleet based on your report to come save you. When they come, Minori would serve as a witness to expose the cathedral's crimes to the media. But even if she's rescued thanks to Mitsumi's efforts, she'll never be able to live a normal life with her body the way it is. Besides, there's probably footage of all the things that were done to her floating around. In that case, she'd prefer not to return to Earth. She'd rather stay here and fight the CC, even if it means she'll eventually die in battle. Outgoing transmissions are heavily restricted here. Traveling through the pasta tube causes a lot of interference, so transmissions are reduced to mostly garbled noise. I can only deliver short, simple messages. So if you agreed to escape with me, I would have sent them a simple transmission that said, agreed. But you said no, like I thought you would. When I heard what happened to your comrades here, I assumed you'd never choose to leave their lingering regrets behind and run away. So now there's no way to go back. The space probably isn't going to last long either. What do you mean? Patrol duties, debris removal, maintenance work, all the processes needed to keep this base alive are suspended right now. All the men have been reduced to animals. No, not even that. They're just machines that obey their programming. The women have been stripped of their military pride now that they've been reduced to sluts to get raped every day. The base can't function like this. Whoever programmed the men must know this themselves. I guess whoever set up this whole mess probably decided there's no point in keeping the base maintained. Minori rises to her feet before she knows it. Why? Why didn't you tell me that? If I knew refusing meant you couldn't go back home, I would have gone along with your plan. Mitsumi gets up from the bed, too. That's exactly what I didn't tell you. If you knew, you would have run with me, right? But you'd have done it for my sake, not yours. Besides, who knows what would happen to you if my family took you into custody? Back then, she refused on the spot without considering it any further. But it seems that in the end, there was never a need to think things through. After all, it's his family of snakes they're dealing with. If they got custody of a special warfare trooper like Minori, they'd use her to further their research towards a cutting-edge interplanetary transit system. In other words, they use Minori as a living sample to run experiments on. Even if Minori died, they'd just keep experimenting on her body, which was branded by the CC, even after its death. Minsumi might try to save her, but his position within the family would limit his options. After all, he's not so important that him being here is interfering with his family's operations. On the off chance she survives the experimentation, it's not like they'd let her live freely anyway. Even a single special warfare trooper would be more than capable of defeating the entirety of Earth's militaries. They'd use her as a war asset to keep other factions in check. But... I don't mind that. My life is done for anyway, but you still have your future. Mitsumi speaks lightly, but there's a hint of loneliness in his voice. I don't have much of a future. I have to live in this terrible family and worry about my position every minute of every day. I always have to make myself seem skilled and useful. It's the same when it comes to my fiance. We got engaged because I'm useful to her and she's useful to me. That's the only connection we have. I've hardly even seen her. So if she decides I'm not useful anymore, she'll just leave me. I'd do the same to her, but that's fine. It's always been like that. Mitsumi looks at her with firm eyes. His gaze is direct and frank. But you're not like that, Minori. You're the first person who's ever cared for me unconditionally. I wasn't sure what I was supposed to think of you. An orphan, unconnected with any factions at all. In my family's eyes, you're completely worthless. I couldn't stop thinking about you. Minori kind of felt the same way. Why would he want to be with someone like her? She's not pretty or witty or even worth exploiting. I can't tell you how many times I considered making you mine, like someone in the family might. It was just this primal sort of lust. I thought that I could have you. If I could have you physically, I'd be able to relieve it. Sometimes being with Mitsumi gave her the chills. It felt like he was appraising her. Maybe what she was feeling was this possessive intent of his. But I couldn't do it. I didn't want you to hate me. You always interacted with me fairly like an equal, without regard for the family I'm from. Being with you was fun. But I realized that this emotion I couldn't understand was something my family wouldn't tolerate. And in that regard, your dream was an easy way out for me. An easy way out? If you became a special warfare trooper, you'd leave me. Without you right in front of me, I wouldn't be confused anymore. You'd just be a memory. That's what I thought, but you refused to leave my thoughts. I knew that if I told you the truth, you'd try to expose the injustice in the space. If that were to happen, the source of the information link would be exposed and I'd be finished too. This man was a good-for-nothing all along, but she knew that already. At this point, she isn't even angry. She's already accepted everything about him. And... when you told me you were leaving, I was relieved. I thought it was all over. I could live on without any doubts of what my place and role in the world are. I thought that if you went there, you'd stop being the Minori I knew. This place can turn any woman into a sex doll, after all. So I cut my ties with you, I used that man. He even brought back footage from his visit. Good for you. You could finally see I'm a woman who enjoys being raped. You probably figured a slut like me would be easy enough to wrap around your little finger and manipulate. Mitsumi wearily shakes his head. No, I couldn't stand watching you get raped. I regretted everything. I felt that I should have stopped you, even if I had to keep you on Earth by force. Too late to tell me that. If you did that... she could have been with him as a normal girl rather than as this filthy, modified woman. But Minori swallows her words. If he had tried to stop her, would she really have given up so easily on coming here? She would have shaken him off and come here just the same. If anything, she surely would have resented him for forcing her to stay on Earth. If she had done that, their future together would have been miserable. No matter what you look like, you're still the Minori I love. I wanted to see you again, no matter how much it might worsen my position. I couldn't get that thought out of my mind. When he came back from the cathedral, he said you volunteered to serve him. That's how I knew. Based on your personality, I knew you'd recognize him and single him out from the inspection committee so you could try to expose the truth of this place to him. It made me realize that until that point in time, you tried your hardest to resist. Not for your own sake, but for everyone else's. How can you say that for sure? Maybe I just did it to save my own skin. I know I might be scum, but when it comes to you, even I can understand how you think. That's because I've been looking at you for so long, always trying to understand you. He looks at her directly, his eyes devoid of all pretense. After all, after that, I did everything. I could... Excuse me, let's try that one again, guys. After that, I did everything I could to come here. I lied to my family, telling them that sneaking in here and rescuing you would be profitable to them. And finally, I was able to sneak in as one of the new officers. So even if I can't go back now, I still got to see you. That's enough for me. So long as I have you, that's all I need. I love you, Minori. It's true, he really does love her. The person standing next to her is naked in more ways than one. Now that he's lost everything, all his weaknesses are exposed. But even at a time like this, Minori's overwhelmed with emotion. You're awful. She caresses his cheek. His face seems so lovely to her. He really is awful. He's a man who couldn't be honest about his feelings until he came this far. Yes, I am. I'm selfish. Minori's hand slides over his chest as if confirming that he's truly there. She loves his neck and his shoulders. She loves his arms and his hands. She's right there with the man she loves. But you already knew I forgive you, don't you? You're a terrible, cunning man. Oh, no, she didn't say it like that. You terrible, cunning man. He really is cunning, sly, cold, and capable of reading her like a book. Yet he's the man who let her choose him. Yes, I know. I think I'm cunning too. Her hand slides down to his lower body, caressing his thighs and cock. I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice, do I? I can't tolerate someone from that family of snakes. But if you're just Mitsumi Bagenholm, I have to forgive you. Minori leans in, pulling him into a kiss. It feels like they're experiencing their first kiss all over again. Their naked bodies embrace as they fall onto the bed. Minori's heart feels completely unfettered. There's no need for either of them to fool or force each other any longer. They don't need to look away from each other anymore. They're just two people who love each other, seek each other's bodies out, and cherish one another. They've lost everything, so all they have left is each other. That knowledge is wonderful in its own way. She loves Mitsumi's cock. She feels great when he licks her pussy and clit. Even making the most embarrassing voices gives her joy now. Mitsumi's cum, his sweat, his skin, covered in not only his own perspiration, but hers as well. His slender yet firm arms. She loves them all. She wants them all. I want all of you, Mitsumi. She's more greedy than she first thought. I'll give you everything you want, Minori. Ah, your cock feels so good. The cock of her beloved gradually slips into her. She's been abused and treated like a slut, but when she's with Mitsumi, she feels good right away. You feel amazing too, Minori. He moves skillfully, knowing all her weak points and sensitive spots. Minori also knows exactly where and how to rub him. Oh, you've gotten good. It's almost scary. Oh, Mitsumi, you're so... Her vagina becomes aroused with ease. It's so used to being raped that she hardly feels any discomfort even without any foreplay. But with Mitsumi, it's different. It feels good from the very beginning. She's floating in the embrace of warm, soft pleasure in no time. It feels so good that sometimes it's almost frightening. Her vagina squeezes down on his cock, fitting snugly and perfectly around it. That's because you're the only one I want to satisfy. Go on. Feel even better. Feel it harder. I can't stop when you say that. With each slight orgasm she experiences, milk gushes from her nipples. The sheets grow moist with their fluids. Being inside you feels better and better. It feels like Masumi's cock and Minori's pussy are changing, little by little, to better fit each other. I can't believe the noises we're making. This is so embarrassing. But this makes me so happy. He's her perfect fit. He fits her so well. She feels like she could melt to mush. The two passionately lock lips, thrusting their hips with increased fervor as they do. Her holy grail pulsates from within, singing with pleasure. They can't even see anything but each other anymore. She can hear a voice from afar singing out to her from her holy grail. Ah, you're different. Oh, hold on. Ah, we're the same. You, no, both of you wish to melt into one, too. Ah, you're different. You were originally separate consciousness. Ah, you're mistaken. Your methods of joining together are wrong. His voice is full of joy and surprise at finally understanding Minori. No, all of mankind. Even as happiness surges within her heart, Minori finally realizes something. That's right, the CC are the same. They just want to become one with another, but they're also different. Unlike mankind, they're a singular existence. And because of that, they assume mankind is a singular existence, too. Ah, we understand. You are many, and the Great One is singular. Ah, we must inform it of you. We must inform the Great One of you. Ah, we want to learn more about you. The Great One wants to learn more about you. The Great One, is that a CC? Who are you then? The little ones, the ones who have parted from the Great One, the ones that shall return to the Great One. Are you part of the Great One? The little ones, the ones that will run, that will one day return to the Great One, the ones that will tell of you. Then come to know us even better. This is how we, how mankind loves one another. This is how we become one. Minori, I can't, I'm going to... His voice is strained, but despite that, he tries to restrain himself while continuing to move in and out of her. Ah, he's working so hard for her. I'm so happy, so happy, I'm so happy. I'm becoming one with this man. Come for me, come, I'm going to come too. I'm gonna come! He raises his voice desperately as his waist shakes. She shakes her hips in response, sucking up every drop of his seed. Ugh! Oh, it's so hot, you're filling me up! Their bodies shake and sink to the same rhythm before falling limp. Their rough breaths fill up the small room. Right now, Minori fears absolutely nothing. December 20th. Minori Izuka's naked body lies face up on the floor of the residential block corridor. Her skin is wet with body fluids, both her own and those of other men. Her hair is matted with dried juices. She hears three sets of footsteps approaching her. It's Dr. Bakashi, accompanied by two naked men. The doctor motions toward Minori. The two men grab her arms and force her limp body to stand up. The doctor places a simple inspection device against Minori's exhausted body and quickly examines her organs. Her mouth, breasts, nipples, clitoris, labia majora, labia minora, urethra, vagina, and anus. Each of these places drips with cum, but being soaked in the fluids of countless men is by now a trait shared by every woman on the cathedral. As he inspects her vagina and clit, Minori only reacts with moans of light pleasure. Nothing out of the ordinary from the looks of it. With those words as her signal, the men place Minori back down on the floor. As the doctor disinfects the inspection device, he says, "What a disappointment. 14-1 was such a fascinating sample, but now she's no different from the other specimens. Even with 70% of her body being CC cells, she's still so human. Well, time for the next specimen." The three walk down the corridor without paying Minori any further attention. After hearing that signal that informs her she's safe, Minori gets up. She was actually conscious during the inspection. She doesn't like the idea of showing her naked body to men other than Mitsumi, but at least once a day, Dr. Bakashi personally inspects all the girls. She has to be naked if she's gonna fool him. The only difference is that all that come clinging to her is Mitsumi's. Ever since they answered each other's feelings, they've been spending every day having sex. Minori returns to their room and quickly takes a shower, washing off Mitsumi's scent. She feels a bit wistful after washing off her beloved scent, but it won't be long before it'll be on her again. Mitsumi already took a shower, but she loves him whether he's clean or not. Wait, is there something on my face? No, I was just thinking you look good when you're clean is all. She answers honestly, not dodging the question. She's still not used to both of them being naked, so she still gets embarrassed rather easily. Really? I figured you'd think that way, but apparently he expected her to dodge the question so he could tease her about it. Hearing her direct answer makes him a bit sheepish. He lined up the rations he collected from nearby on the table. They sat down and ate them with the utensils contained within the boxes. They had to make sure to collect the rations from around the base since it'd be suspicious if two people's worth of rations were being taken from this one room. The stew's pretty decent. It's better than the weird spaghetti we had yesterday. When we get back to Earth, I'll complain to the company that made that goop. They laugh. Going back to Earth is a joke, after all. In truth, Minori hasn't completely given up yet. Maybe she can't go back home, but maybe she can at least send Mitsumi back. Say, Mitsumi, what do you think about Dr. Bokashi and Cersei? Those two are the only people in this base who haven't changed. Nobody's raping Cersei anymore, and Dr. Bokashi is still inspecting the women. Maybe they're CC. You think so? It doesn't come as much of a surprise. The cathedral's being taken out from the inside, and the cathedral's enemies are the CC. Therefore, the CC must be behind this attack on the base. It's simple logic. Then, did the CC take their places from the very beginning? That's what I think. They spent a long time converting the cathedral. Both of them have been here since the base was built, so they've had plenty of time to do so. And on top of that, the fact that you need to be sexually awakened to effectively fight the CC proved useful to them. But why do this now? If they did this sooner, the CC wouldn't have taken all those losses back during their attack in August. The Great August Invasion was just a distraction. Their real plan was to have their agents infiltrate the cathedral. They killed Commander Kinnison and Deputy Commander and took over the base that way. So you're saying the jewel thief being destroyed was all part of their plan? Well, this base doesn't exactly have an X-ray free electron laser. What? That can't be right. I mean, that was a secret weapon mankind used to slay the jewel thief. How could it not exist? Minori can't believe it. Well, you see, that's the weapon the UEF made up to increase its budget. Minori is speechless. This level of corruption is just terrible. It's just awful. Wow. Then what? The jewel thief just self-destructed or something? I guess that's what happened. The beam of light you saw was a fake. It wasn't that powerful. Its real objective was to capture the special warfare troopers, can transform you into CC spies, and send you back here. They needed to create a state of mayhem to do that. She doesn't think Mitsumi would lie to her at this point. Of course, if the weapon doesn't exist, it couldn't have possibly been fired. If it was supposed to self-destruct to begin with, what did I, Yusha, and Nana fight for back there? Your best friend was, I really don't want to say this, but she was probably a CC spy. What? What are you saying? Or to be exact, it was a CC shaped like Yusha. When she was in Paradise Lost, her insides were replaced with CC cells before she came back to the base. That's when she killed the commander and the deputy commander. You saw it happen, right? I did, and I talked to her too. That was definitely a Yusha. Still, the fact remains that she killed them both. Mitsumi is merciless. It's good that he's not lying to her, but he could be a bit more tactful about how he words things. Well, to be fair, he was always like this, smart and sharp, but... But then Minori suddenly remembers the last thing Yusha told her. Commander Kinnison and the deputy commander didn't recognize Yusha and simply tried to rape her because she was a woman. They acted just like how the men are acting now. By the time Yusha killed them, they were already CC. That makes Minori realize something. The one who told her that Yusha had been turned into a CC was actually Cersei. By them, both of them were already CC, so there's no guarantee either of them told her the truth. But if things went even a little different, you might have become the CC spy they sent in, Minori. Me? Ayesha was fully infested by the CC all the way to her brain. They completely took over her, but your brain wasn't infested, which is why you're still here. He really has no tact. That might be true, but what he says makes sense. Minori was the one to bring this topic up to begin with, but if they can occupy the cathedral, all they'll need to do is to take their time to build up the forces, their forces, and launch a second attack on Earth. Mankind would be finished. Is there anything we can do? I figured you might say that, but no, there isn't much we can do. He says it all too easily. Minori isn't stupid either, and so she says nothing. The cathedral is occupied by the enemy, and there's no troops capable of defending their home planet Earth. Lizette Agarol, their hero, isn't there. Oh, but this place still has Lizette. There's still one special warfare trooper left on Earth. She's the second strongest in history at that. Huh? Lizette Agarol, Cersei Bernhardt, and the third member of their team that was stricken out of the records, Lee Conway. She's currently running wild on Earth, engaged in terrorist activities. Why is she doing that? And wait, there really was a third one? I've only read the records, but apparently she was originally from the moon, meaning she lost her homeland. After that happened, the refugees from the moon were given much in the way of welfare and support. This made them resort to terrorism. Of course, if Earth ends up being in mortal danger, they could end up striking a truce. But the CC have Lizette Agarol suppressed here. Cersei's manipulating her. You've seen her do it, right? Yeah. Lizette was the one who killed Ayesha. But from the looks of things, Cersei was the one who ordered Lizette to do so. It's hopeless. I think I've told you this already, but right now I'm the happiest I've ever been. I don't have to think of anything terrible, and I can spend my days with a woman I love. There's no falsehood to his words, she can tell that much. That's why I don't want to think of returning to Earth. He looks at her with a clear smile, bereft of malice. She never knew he could make that kind of expression. So you noticed? Sometimes you just don't know when to give up. Well, if we ever could go back home, it'd be after we win the war against the CC and bring back peace. That's impossible, of course. The CC have almost won the war by now. Peace? Human victory? That's a pipe dream by now. To begin with, no one has ever communicated with the CC. Oh, but she can communicate with Dr. Bokashi and Cersei. Maybe she could talk to them. Don't bother negotiating with Cersei and Dr. Bokashi. If they were willing to talk things out, they'd have done so by now. Right. As soon as the idea comes to her mind, he crushes her hopes. This is one aspect of her lover Minori doesn't appreciate very much. When it comes to cuteness, the innocent and cherubic voice of the CC is much more. The voice she always hears at the peak of sexual climax. If that really is the voice of CC, then that means the CC aren't aware that mankind possesses individual consciousness. The voice told her as much. Ah, you're different. You were originally separate consciousnesses. Ah, you're mistaken. Your methods of joining together is wrong. But Cersei and Dr. Bokashi know this already. So the CC of Paradise Lost and those two are separate, but the CC are supposed to be a singular being. Is that voice just some hallucination of hers? But it is a fact that she only started hearing that voice after she was branded with the CC's mark. What's wrong? Minori realizes she has unconsciously placed a hand over her belly. The Great One, the Little Ones, the Little One within her, the Little Ones are those that parted from the Great One. Ah, we understand. You are many, and the Great One is singular. Ah, we must inform it of you. We must inform the Great One of you. Ah, we want to learn more about you. The Great One wants to learn more about you. The little ones, the ones who have parted from the Great One, the ones that shall return to the Great One. The little ones, the ones that will one day return to the Great One, the ones that will tell of you. The little ones long to return to the Great One. That's why Minori keeps dreaming of Paradise Lost. The little ones long to return to the Great One and become one, and in doing so, they will relay what they've learned about mankind through Minori. In that case, the little one inside her were to return to the Great One in Paradise Lost, the Great One, which is to say the CC, will learn what mankind really is. Maybe, just maybe, that could be the first step towards a mutual understanding. Minori! Mitsumi, there's something I need to tell you. Her eyes are alight with desire. Her eyes are alight with desire. For the first time in months, Minori has the gaze of a warrior. Minori tells him everything she knows and has experienced to cause Mitsumi to grow silent for a while. They finished eating, though they were focused on their discussion that they can't even remember when they did so. Minori puts away the empty ration boxes and leaves them by the door. She always does this every day, usually when she goes out for Dr. Bokashi's inspections. What's your take on it? Mitsumi finally parts his lips. I suppose, if that really is the will of the CC, maybe you're right, and this could be the start of negotiations with them. They, or rather it, the Great One, might have been trying to reach an understanding with us while it was trying to occupy the cathedral. And finally, because you weren't fully infested by the CC, it created a body occupied by both mankind and the CC. Thanks to that, we achieved a mutual understanding for the first time. If Mitsumi hadn't come here, she never would have realized this. It's all because Minori found someone she truly loved and wished to connect with. By connecting with Mitsumi, she ended up resonating with the CC. Then this is a huge chance. This little one can teach what it learned to the rest of the CC collective. Mitsumi shakes his head. I'm not doubting you, Minori, but this is all just conjecture. We have no guarantee that this will work. And even if it does understand mankind better as a result, we don't know if that'll make the CC Collective change its course of action. Besides, this is too dangerous. You managed to escape that place the first time, but the second time you needed Lizette to save you. This time, no one's going to be there to pull you out. If she fails, no. Even the existence within Minori successfully conveys this information to the CC Collective. Minori could end up fully infested this time. Mitsumi whispers in frustration. If only I had a special warfare trooper's power. He bitterly clenches his fist. Still, we're at a stalemate here. This might be our only way of fighting back. Alright, folks, so we're getting to the conclusion. It's not now, but it'll definitely be tomorrow. That's probably going to be the end of it. I think it's going to end exactly as I said it did, with him going back to Paradise Lost. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you next time on Grim Sentai Corner with probably the very last part of Dead and Aegis. Stay tuned.